considering the problems that people face in standing up and challenging the Indonesian occupation and the human rights abuses in West Papua. But we know our friends and colleagues in West Papua are very brave and courageous people, and as the report says, they feel they will lose everything unless they challenge the Indonesian occupation and the slow-motion genocide, as they put it, that they see happening to their people.
There have been reports over the last 24 hours or so that significant numbers of protesters in West Papua have been rounded up by the police there. Obviously, the Indonesian authorities are not keen on public protests, which would tend to suggest they wouldn't be too keen on your report either, or its findings at least reaching a wide audience in the province.
Yeah, so that's for sure. But, you know, we've seen this story repeatedly whenever Papuans who want to promote the idea of self-determination and to challenge Indonesian occupation get out onto the streets. They're invariably arrested, many of them beaten, tortured and so on. And that's what has happened in the last couple of days, as we hear in Fakfak and Jayapura. I think 40 or so arrested in Fakfak, 150 in Jayapura, and that was happening last month when various demonstrations went out onto the streets in various cities and towns.
Now, you're hoping to use this report essentially as ammunition, if I can put it that way, to persuade governments to step up their interest as much as anything else in the situation in West Papua and go beyond that, start to intervene at the United Nations level. But if we look at the situation on our own doorstep here in Australia, I mean, successive governments have steadfastly declined to intervene in any way, really.
Yeah, that's very much the case. We've written and spoken to the successive foreign affairs ministers and prime ministers, and we will be told ad nauseam that the Australian government recognises Indonesian sovereignty over West Papua, and also that their assessment is that the human rights situation is improving. We certainly disagree with that. The human rights situation has not improved, and the Commission for the Disappeared and Victims of Violence in Indonesia certainly agrees with us. And the Papuan people, almost to a person, we think, agree with us that Indonesian occupation was won through a fraudulent process in 1969, and their resistance continues to this day. And irrespective of what the Australian government is saying and many other governments are saying, we think that the Papuan people deserve justice and a right to have a fair and free say in their future.
Picking up on that last point, therefore, I mean, is there a legal avenue which the people of West Papua could pursue, or indeed are already pursuing? If, as you say, there is evidence to suggest that the Indonesian occupation, as West Papuans would have it, is illegal?
Yes, well, certainly I think today in London, or later today our time in London, the spokesperson for the United Liberation Movement for West Papua, Benny Wenda, and other members of that organisation are joining with international parliamentarians for West Papua and international lawyers for West Papua to demand a new referendum on independence or the future of people in West Papua. And they'll be pursuing that within the United Nations. And we know that people in the region here in the Pacific, especially in the Solomon Islands and Vanuatu and Tonga, have already been raising the situation in West Papua in the United Nations last year after the historic Melanesian Spearhead Group meeting in which the United Liberation Movement for West Papua was accepted as an observer. And I think the United Liberation Movement, both inside and outside Papua, are determined, with the support of countries like Solomon Islands and others in Melanesia and the Pacific, to raise the issue in the United Nations and push hard for a referendum before their proportion of the population in West Papua declined to a precarious level.
You mentioned the historic meeting, as you put it, of the Melanesian Spearhead Group leaders, where the Free West Papua movement gained at least observer status. They, of course, want full membership. And there was supposed to be a meeting taking place in Port Vila today when that matter would be put to the leaders once again. That meeting is on hold now for various reasons that we understand. I mean, are you concerned that there is not really solidarity within the Melanesian Spearhead Group on this issue, that they talk about supporting West Papua, but that there are degrees of support here, and of course Indonesia are in the room, and that makes it very difficult for everybody?
Yeah, that's certainly the case across many of the countries in the Melanesian Spearhead Group. There is very, very strong support for West Papua at government level. I'm pretty sure I can say that across all the countries in the general populace, there is very, very strong support for their Melanesian kin. But it does create problems that Indonesia is in the room, and Indonesia is ruthless in pursuing its objectives, even though the United Liberation Movement has been accepted as an observer in the Melanesian Spearhead Group. They persecute representatives of that movement within West Papua, as you've seen when they open an office in Wamena in February, just the day after we left West Papua. They threatened to charge two of the leaders with treason and have harassed a number of people who were associated with that launch.